Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. Hi, everyone. How are you doing, Christine Marie?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Julie?
I'm doing great. I was going to ask a rhetorical question to the audience out there.
And how are they doing?
How are you all doing out there tonight on this Sunday night? And or if you're listening to it as a podcast,
yes.
Any day of the week.
That's the most amazing thing about podcasts. I know that I remember when we started, really it's been years and years ago, we started on podcasts. And,
yeah.
And at that point I was like, who understands podcasts? Radio is where it's at.
Yeah.
And in the ensuing years, I mean, now podcasts are where it's at. And
there's so many podcasts.
There
and,
is.
Yeah.
But isn't that, I think... It's amazing, and it's awe-inspiring. And I can remember, like, in the 80s, writing my first book and sending it to an agent.
Right.
And I didn't, you know, it was just one of those, nobody approached me. I was, like, one of those over-the-transom, you know, agents, hoping that they would open it. And I remember getting a call back, and it was on our answering machine, and it was the agent. And I was like, oh, my God. It was like, and all she wanted to do was say I hadn't put it in proper form.
I remember
and it
that.
Was very much highly critical that I hadn't put it in proper form, format. And, you know, and now with print
and
on demand.
You didn't have it, you had it binded for her.
I did.
And it was supposed to be totally loose.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
you know.
That's correct. And I was
I remember that phone
I was
call.
Highly admonished for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting. It crushes your spirit. At least it did for me at that time.
Right.
Because I had I had just sort of when I was in grade school, I wanted to write for our school paper.
Right.
And I can remember spending really hours and hours on this little tiny article for the school paper. And when it came out, it was so edited, it didn't even look like something that I had done. And that crushed my spirit, too. But, excuse me, with print on demand and Create Space and all the amazing things, I think that publishing houses are sort of like being hoisted on their own petard.
Yes.
I think that's what
and
I want to say.
What are petards? I have no idea.
I don't know, but it hurts.
It hurts. Okay.
And you know, so... I feel like, you know, podcasts the same way.
Yes.
It gives ordinary people like me and you this voice that we wouldn't have because who would put us on the airways, you know?
Or who would, you know, hear, there's some people out there that just have these amazing lives and stories and have studied and done stuff and... Like, I think us, with our chemistry, because we're mother and daughter, it's a little unique, you know, and so forth. But it's just a nice way for people to get their stuff out there.
Yes.
And
even like with...
Build chops.
Yeah, for sure. Build chops. And like with Greg, he's doing like videos for children now.
Yeah.
And he's got an underwater camera. And
yeah.
So he's... It's amazing, this older guy, you know, doing Barbie
videos. Right. And it would be a little freaky if you didn't have two young girls.
Yes, yeah.
It would be like, what?
It'd be very freaky.
But luckily he has two young girls. He's like, and I remember Gregory saying the other week, he's like, I'm just having to just break down and start making videos for YouTube that my daughters will watch. Because they're on YouTube for children all day long, it seems like.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I know, it is amazing.
But that is the power of being able to do this on your own. So with podcasts, with YouTube channels, and we're even, we're highly considering, we already have a YouTube channel, but we haven't utilized it in a long time. But I'm really thinking about activating it again as another voice.
Well, that's what people are coming up against. I mean, if you don't know who we are, we're mother, daughter, like I said, but we're coaches. My mom's a psychotherapist.
You have your bachelor's in education, soon to have your master's
in
education.
I can't wait. Exciting,
curriculum
exciting.
Development expert. Yay.
Exactly.
I'm proud of you, Jules.
Oh, thanks. But we're really about tweaking your way to a better and better life.
Right.
And no matter where you're at, there's a tweak you can do today or tomorrow that you do consistently enough to make your life better. And lately, we've been talking about setting it and forgetting it. We have our book, Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life. It's called The Clutterfly Effect.
And you can get that on Amazon.com.
Amazon.
The Clutterfly Effect.
And we have our new book coming out shortly. It's completed.
It's completed. Sleep Your Way to the Top.
Of the morning.
Of the morning. And I was just watching
Crush
CNN.
Sleep, by the way.
Yeah, I was watching CNN, and they had a new author on who had just written a sleep book.
Yes.
And they had sort of like three or four high points of the
right.
book. And here, you know, this is like gold for an author to be asked to come
yeah.
on CNN and,
yeah.
and talk about your book. But he listed 5 points that we totally had covered.
Yes.
I mean, so I felt very good, you know,
yeah.
that the research that we did and he was some kind of professor or something, you know, was wonderful. But so yeah, when we are ready to, I think it's going to come out in Kindle. I know that it will eventually be a real 3D
book.
But
that's the thing about the technology today and
I know.
People studying and learning. I think, you know, we've been taught so much to never lose that spirit for learning. And then once you learn it, you kind of go, well, I kind of want to put it together in some kind of format.
Yeah.
If not for myself, yeah. for someone else who may take it and run with it again.
Yeah. I always think that you're doing it for one person that you can help.
Yes. And you may never know who that one person is.
No.
And you may find out years later, like, oh, you told me this and I felt so inspired mm-hmm. to make a change in my life. And who knows why? You know, that's the beauty of the world. We kind of meet people along the way
yes.
that we're helped by, and we help them, and we may never, never know who.
But one of the things that we're offering with the sleep book is a hypnosis
yes.
for sleep. And I can remember you're talking about you never know who you touch. Really years and years ago, I did a series of hypnosis tapes for this one client of mine, and for stop smoking.
Right.
And, you know, I thought, okay, well and good, blah, blah, blah. But about 2 or 3 years later, I got a letter from him. And hadn't heard from him since then, you know. And he was just, I want to thank you for doing those hypnosis tapes. They did the trick after years and years of trying.
Yes.
These hypnosis tapes helped me. And I'm healthier now. I play with my grandkids. I mean, you never know.
Well, that's
how
an interesting
you touch
thing.
A life.
You don't. And
that was, I mean, to this day, I remember
yeah,
like, how wonderful that felt.
But you realize the power, like the hypnosis. You also say that self-hypnosis or all hypnosis is self-hypnosis.
Correct.
Because you do it one time with usually your coach or your mentor or your psychotherapist or, you know, someone who's been trained in hypnosis.
Correct.
Like we both have our sort of certificates in hypnosis.
Yes.
And then you're usually like, here's a reinforcer tape. Listen to it.
Right.
Once a day, twice a day, as many times as possible.
Right.
And we were talking about that. You brought this idea because you said, Julie, how many times do you have to hear something before you really integrate it?
Right.
You know, we have.
I was questioning that because that's where we're. I feel like that's where I'm at. In changes that I want or
right.
tweaks that I want.
Right.
And a lot of times we said in the Clutterfly Effect that if the tweak is too big,
yeah.
meaning you're not able to hold on to it,
right.
it is too, then you've got to go to a smaller tweak.
Yes.
Until
because
you master
tweak,
that.
You're mastering it and you want to have it be long-term, your change. Because you can easily
absolutely.
Go back. But Tony Robbins said in his course, I can't remember which one I have. It's, I don't know, I got at QVC, but I've had many of his courses. But the first thing he says in his,
yeah.
like, the first CD, he talks about, you're going to hear things over and over again. And just remember, it's intentional, because repetition is mastery.
That's so true.
So
in when we were in grade school, that was really part of
yes.
our, you know, with reading, writing, and arithmetic, you know.
Right.
It was really part. We were supposed to memorize stuff.
Yes.
We memorized prayers. We memorized, you know, I went to Catholic school, and so we had to memorize the catechism, you
right.
know, and you had to memorize it.
You had to memorize
it. I still
it.
Know that today.
And then
why
you,
did God make you? God made me to show forth his goodness and to share with us his everlasting happiness in heaven. Exactly. And I was like only 5 years old.
Yeah, but you.
That was big, girlfriend.
Yeah, it was big. I didn't go to Catholic school.
Oops.
You know the way.
You know why though? Your school was right across the street from our house,
and that was
Catholic school.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That was like roll out of bed, grab some breakfast,
and go to school. Yes, exactly.
Come home for lunch, exactly. And maybe go back to school.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes I did. Sometimes I didn't. I am the only regret I have growing up is I always say to my mom, why didn't you homeschool me? I would have been okay with that.
And I, you know, that's a big regret I had because I would have loved to.
Yeah.
I think that.
And I loved school overall.
Yeah. You got a full ride scholarship.
I got a scholarship. Yeah. I'm just saying that I loved school. I probably wasn't the, I mean, I liked it enough. But I would have liked being homeschooled as well.
It would have been fun.
It would have been
fun. We would have done it. We would have
done it good.
And
then you would have homeschooled me, and I'm sure I would have held it against you somehow.
You would have done everything. I was looking at the book, The Clutterfly Effect.
Which is kind of just taking one quick break. It's so fun seeing your deposits into your checking account when people buy your book. That's kind of fun. Well, that's why we want to say, hey, write a book.
Yeah.
Put it on out there in Kindle. See what happens.
Right.
Technology is awesome.
Well, the quote from the Clutterfly Effect was, I can't remember what chapter it was, but it said, Mama always says that she always reminded me that I was having a good childhood before I went to bed. Mama always reminded me that I was having a great childhood. And then you go, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
I had a great childhood because I heard it enough. Every night I heard it.
Yeah, say your prayers. Now remember, you're having a great childhood.
Great childhood. Yeah. Good job.
I was doing hypnosis even back then.
Exactly.
You know, speaking of hypnosis, I'm just going to share with this real quickly. We've been doing a lot of hypnosis for medical hypnosis and things. And we noticed with Elliot, I probably should say this for Elliot's corner, but
yes,
we noticed with Elliot that when we were doing these hypnosis, he would just calm down, lay down, turn on his side, or even all four paws up in the air,
right,
and go to sleep.
Yes.
He went from a lot of times like red zone or even, you know, sort of burgundy zone to just peaceful. And so I decided that I would make a hypnosis tape for doggies.
Yes.
And it's at the guy that's putting the music under it now, but I can't wait to get that out. That's going to be my gift to my people out there, my peeps out there.
Yes, for sure. Well, it's gonna be awesome. It's an awesome meditation, and I think everybody's gonna enjoy it if you're a dog person.
I do business outside.
Yes,
outside I do my business.
I love getting groomed. I love going for a walk with my owner. It's hysterical. It's hysterical. So today, I know we're 12 minutes into the show, so I should kind of tell people what we're heading toward today.
Okay, good. Yeah, where are we heading? Do we have an agenda?
We always have an agenda. Whether or not we stick to it is another story.
Right.
We like to free flow it.
Free falling.
Yes, free falling. Sometimes I feel like that, just like I'm free falling into the world.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to talk about, in the beginning of the show, I like to bring up a story that's kind of messed with my head a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's kind of got me stirring. And it may be about science. It may not. It may be about culture. It may not.
What's stirring your head, girlfriend?
It's a story about Congo.
Condo.
The Congo. What's this Africa? The country in Africa? I'm not saying it.
Conga?
Right. No, we're not saying
the Congo.
Yes.
Okay.
The Congo.
Okay.
Is that the half of the country in Africa? Because I'm not saying it right.
Well, remember at the shower last weekend?
Ridiculous. Yeah.
You were doing the Mad Libs, and you said to the group, "Throw out a country in Africa." And it was like crickets.
Someone said Nicaragua.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Crickets. And the only country I know is like Sierra Leone. And you always make fun of me because it's supposed to be like the harshest country in the world.
No, I love that. I love Sierra Leone.
You do?
I love the name of it.
Oh, yeah, me too. It reminds me of a spaghetti western.
Right. Exactly. And yes, it's Congo. Good. good.
You looked it up?
I looked it up. Because I'm just like, is that the, you know, you have a brain thing going on. But, okay, so I'm going to talk about that because that messed with my head a little bit in a very positive, sweet way. A lot of times it's science that messes with my head in a very bad way, like the idea of phase transition of how the universe can end in a heartbeat.
Right.
That was kind of freaky to me, and it kind of messed me up for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. And now you're back to
normal. I'm back to just surrendering and trusting and going, well, hey, if it ends in a phase transition in a heartbeat, you know what? What do I got? In some ways, I don't have to worry about retirement.
You don't have to worry about setting it and forgetting it.
Exactly.
Well, you said trust. And I want to remind you what the acronym stands for.
What is it?
T-R-U-S-T. To rely on the spirit totally.
Yes. And then we're going
to... That's what we have to learn.
Yeah, we do.
In everything, really.
We really aren't guaranteed one more breath on this planet. Something could happen. Mm-hmm. How do we live in that present moment? We talk about in our book about stress that we're writing about mindfulness.
We're writing a book about stress right now called More Blessed and Less Stressed.
Exactly.
And it was kind of funny because we titled this book, and I was going to, like, here I am interrupting you again.
No, that's fine.
But we did find another book out there, Less Stressed, More Blessed.
And we're like,
I don't know. I think I think ours is different enough.
Well, that's the only problem with everybody.
There's nothing new under the
sun.
There's
nothing new under the sun. It's just how you put your own twist to it.
That's right.
Which is our end is always a spiritual twist.
Yes.
Because we focus on that.
That's right.
And also tweaking your way to better and better results.
Right.
But... What were you saying about stress, about mindfulness?
Yes.
It really is about living in the present moment.
Right.
With an eye on the future.
Right.
You know, because you still want to have expansion in your life, but living in the present moment keeps the stress down.
Yes.
For sure. So we're going to also talk about Elliot's Corner today.
Yes.
Now, if you don't, Elliot's Corner is a time when we discuss our dog and how what we learned from him this week.
Yes.
And we expanded a little bit to more animal stories as well.
Yeah, but we're getting back to Elliot.
We've got
a couple of weeks where I myself have had indulged in monkey stories.
Yes.
I do have another one, but I don't know if I'll share it. I'll let Elliot take stage center.
And then finally, we'd have pillar talk at the end. And it's the last 20 minutes of our show. We really go more formally dive deep into the concepts of really improving one's life.
Right.
And everybody knows, I've given up sugar except for like once a month. Except for this week, I have gotten back into the habit of sugar. And it has been, I'm going to discuss that story with everybody.
Yes.
I mean, months I've gone with being keeping a promise to myself.
That's right.
And this whole week.
Yeah,
this whole week has been a crazy thing, and I'm coming clean and reconnecting and recommitting and so forth. And
but I think a lot of it had to do with, like, the last 2 weeks we stayed up late to watch the convention,
right?
And sleep is very important.
Yes.
And our sleep cycle was disturbed, and I think when you're any kind of cycle, especially a sleep cycle, you're more more vulnerable.
Oh, for sure. You have a body, soul, and a spirit. And your soul is your mind, your emotions, and you know what
will.
Your body is and your will, and you know what your spirit is as well. But if you're not taking care of all those parts, they all kind of affect each one,
right?
And so I wasn't taking care of my body as best I could with sleep. And also, I wasn't taking care of my spirit because I was worrying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I became more vulnerable to sugar because I know what sugar can do for me.
Mm-hmm.
It can pick me up instantly. Give me a jolt of energy. Now, in about 15 minutes, I'm like down the ground wanting to take a nap. But, so we're going to
But you know that that's a trigger.
It's a trigger. Yeah. What am I going to do about it?
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's go back to the conga. Congo. The Congo. The Congo. You know what's wrong with me?
What?
I'm hearing Gloria Estefan in my head.
Oh,
the songs.
What is it? How's it go?
I'm gonna get you. Yeah, I don't know. She'd get that Latin move going on. Something.
Okay.
What's that Latin dance called?
Conga?
The conga.
Yeah, that is called the conga.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's
and
not
you
what
know,
I'm talking about.
What's Elliot's little toy that you stick the peanut butter
the
in?
The donka. Donka?
Oh, well,
donka shape?
No. So it's
the conga.
The conk.
That's it, the conk.
This not to be confused
Congo.
With the,
Congo.
The fish. In-
C-O-N-G-O. Right. Congo.
Okay, go girl.
Okay, forgive me, everyone. I am not this stupid. But Okay. Well, my mom may disagree.
All right.
But my brain gets in these modes where I'm like, am I not saying words right?
Well, yes, last night you said to me.
What did I say?
You said something about silent and no.
Oh, yes. Because I was watching The Daily Show, the one after The Daily Show, and the guy was saying, I think they woke a silent giant.
And you kept saying that to me. And I want to tell you, Mom, about this silent giant.
That got awakened by the Republicans.
Yeah. And I said, Julie, do you mean sleeping giant? A giant? And then you got this.
It was
idea.
A revelation. Like, oh my God.
This silent giant was awake. So?
He was always awake. He just was silent.
He just wasn't talking.
Yeah, he wasn't talking.
But then you got it that it was a sleeping giant.
A sleeping giant. Yes. How do you wake a silent giant? He's already awake. He's just being quiet.
Wake up. He's just mute.
He's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm up. Stop knocking, you know, I'm not speaking. Yeah, so.
Go to the Congo now.
Yes. Okay, so anyway, I'm watching this on the Pivot channel. I hope that's how they pronounce it.
P-I-V-O-T.
Yeah, so they have a lot of interesting documentaries. Mm-hmm. And for a half an hour, I don't even know how it got in the station, but I'm watching it. And I'm totally fascinated because it's talking about this train ride from one part of the Congo to the capital city. And it's about
the capital city of the Congo is?
Yes. I have no idea.
Oh,
didn't write it down. Do you know?
Oh.
Okay.
No. I just thought that you were going to inform us.
The Democratic Republic of Congo. Thank you, Wikipedia. I don't know where it's at. but anyway.
Do you see it?
I'm here. I think they can speak French.
Oh, really?
Possibly. I don't know. If I'm watching it fast enough, reading it fast enough. Uh-huh. But okay, so anyway, they talk about this train ride so just imagine this. Here's a story. Here's a visual. These tracks that go across the whole country are literally in the worst case possible. And they have these.
I mean, the shape.
The shape.
Uh-huh.
And think of them as you're looking down. Some of them are actually wavy.
Oh, wow.
And so literally when this train goes by, they must go by at like 1 mile per hour or the train will topple. Now, the train is probably 5 or 6 cars, maybe 7 cars deep. And there's over 2,000 people in these cars.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're on top. Anywhere you can fit a body, you can fit.
Wow.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
Now, the conductor, who hasn't gotten paid in over 90 months.
90?
Yes, 90 months. And if he did get paid, it'd be like a dollar a day maybe, or, you know, something very nominal. But they don't have the money to pay him. But he gets paid because he gives, if you want to pay a little extra to ride the train, you can sit in the front with him. So there's 20 people standing in the front with the conductor. He gets a little money like that. Aww. He gets money from tips.
He probably gets chickens and things like that.
Yes. Now, there are chickens on the train.
I'm imagining, just
imagine body stacks everywhere. There's a body. There's people just laying on the floor. You know, they're hanging their bags on top of the ceiling, mm-hmm. to get more room. Mm-hmm. If you have to walk from one place to another, you literally are walking over bodies. And it's just, and the weird thing is, people are kind of happy.
Aww.
They're kind of just, they're not, I mean, I'm not saying they're joyous, but they're not filled with contention.
Right, right. Somehow they made this work.
And we were focusing on one couple, and they had their baby with them, and she said that she had her baby on the train. This train literally has become almost like this traveling city. This couple, they have a little plot of land and they work it. And the husband travels the train and sells things in the capital city.
From the garden?
No, from the garden and other things. Like, mm-hmm. He had a bag of iron something. I didn't know what they were. Mm. And so as a train is passing through, mm-hmm. and now most of these people don't have tickets. You know, so some people do have tickets.
Well, but especially if the guy hasn't gotten paid,
yeah.
I'm sure the ticket conductor's
The train was from South Africa. They just bought it somehow. Enough people got together to buy it. Mm-hmm. And if a train breaks down, you can't fix it on the road. Basically,
what do you do?
It stays there.
They all get up and push it.
Yeah, really. Literally, it could be 2 months before they fix a train. As they're traveling on this train, and it's literally like a 10-day trip. From one place to another, because
oh
you can't go very fast.
So they Do they sleep on the train as well, or do they all get off? And
No. This is, you're just there.
You're there.
And you go to the bathroom in buckets or whatever and throw it out the side. I mean, I'm sure it's just not very pleasant. And some of the consequences of, like, if you're on top of the train, if they take the a turn too fast, you could fall off.
Oh, my gosh.
And but as they were traveling, there was a red flag down the train track. And the train was able to stop. And it was just a gentleman saying, please help me. My wife needs to go to the hospital. Please, can we get back on? It was near a village. And he goes, okay. So he let this couple came on and come on. And during that time, however, though, more people tried to get on the train from this one village.
Wow.
And the conductor says, we can't have any more people come on this train. We are full. And he just started taking off.
Mm-hmm.
But now where we come from, because the trains are going pretty fast, there is no way a train could have stopped if he saw a red flag down the path,
right,
you know.
Right, sure.
And then so a little bit further down the way, the train started having difficulties, and they had to stop. And at that point, everybody piles out of the train, and there's some people on the train that know enough about trains to kind of fix it. A hose broke or something, and they were able to fix the train. But during this time, so much commerce went on. People were buying food. It was near another village, so the villagers came out to say, mm-hmm. hey, who wants this? Who needs this?
Mm-hmm.
And so much commerce was going on. And the gentleman mm-hmm. that we were watching, he sold all of his iron filings or whatever he had to mm-hmm. sell, something iron-like. He sold them all in that time, that the 2.5-3 hours that they were parked or stopped while the train was being fixed. So much commerce was going on. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he did get a chicken, by the way, for something as well.
Aww.
And he goes, oh, this will be food later on. You know, and he's just in a train.
The
and
last
it was
chicken
so
ride. Their chicken's last ride.
They said that this couple, they were talking to this couple, and they were saying that they have never left each other's sides once they got married. They've always been together.
Aww.
And he said to about his wife, he goes, she is a great example of a, I'm going to say this wrong, a Congolese woman, you know, of a great Congolese woman. And he goes, and I'm a great Congolese man, you know. And I think this is all being, you know, subtitled. I don't think they were speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
But they were happy.
Yeah.
They were content.
Yeah.
Like, this is just life.
I guess it's like their mall.
Yeah.
This is like their mall of America, mall of Congo.
Right.
The mall of Congo.
Right. And we got to kind of move on, but
sure.
I just want to say, but I just felt so blessed to have seen this, that here they are, which is something that I would never choose to do in my life, go on a train with even slightly
and
crowded.
And pee-pee in a bucket.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-mm.
And yet here they are. And
I would think that a good product to sell would be Depends.
Yes. There's no extra money for that, girlfriend.
But that's a luxury.
That's a luxury. But I don't know. I have just been uplifted this whole time I've seen this. And they had other problems as well. And you know, when they actually had to stop because there was a train in front of them going the other direction. And so
what happens then?
There was another. They had to kind of scoot around. There was another about 2 miles away. There was another track.
Oh,
but the track was covered with grass, so they had to put a little bit of rice or sand on the track so that it would stick to the rails.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, the train would stick to the rails.
That's amazing. I mean, that's kind of like, you know, how some of these war torn countries. Their vehicles.
Yeah.
They're just all used parts because there's no way you can get it. You just
and
have to stop
thinking,
and fix whatever's going on.
And you know, my mind goes to this point about, you know, freaky economics. Because you go, okay, what if the United States gave them a loan or just gave them a grant, or somebody gave them a grant to fix their train,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it
How does
go,
that happen?
Right, but it goes faster.
How come that doesn't happen?
Right, but then it goes faster, and there's no breaking down, and so...
Oh, yeah.
You know...
There's not that camaraderie.
Yes, and then, you know, so I don't know.
I'll give you a chicken for your iron filings.
Or whatever, exactly, or something iron. And then, and so I don't, you know, you wonder... Like Route 66, you know, taking a trip on Route 66.
Yes.
That went through the heartland of America to California,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And then someone had a bright idea to make a big, fast highway.
And what happened to little Route 66?
Well, a lot of those businesses closed up.
That's right. Little mom and pop shops
yes.
along there.
And so you wonder, you know, is expansion good sometimes, you know?
Right.
I, those are just the things I think about. I don't know. All I know is under the worst conditions, these people came across happy.
Yes.
And I think to myself, take away with that, Julie.
Yes.
I'm sitting right now in an air-conditioned home, you know, doing a podcast with my mom, a radio show with my mom on a Sunday, and I am blessed.
Yes.
And I,
more blessed and less stressed.
And I'm going to keep with that because I don't need to focus on what makes me crabby.
That's right.
So, girlfriend, we're going to stop about this, and we're going to talk a little bit about movie reviews.
Yay.
Just for a minute or two.
Okay.
And I pulled out a new song for movie reviews. I'm looking into different songs, but this one, listen carefully.
Well, because tell me what it says.
It's from Annie. It's just about a 5-second little blurb. And it says, let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. That's what it's supposed to
say.
So,
because I heard that last week, and it was unrecognizable to me.
So here it is now.
Because I was going to, okay, here we go.
There it is.
All right.
So, girlfriend, I may find a different song. That's okay. But we literally only have about a minute or
two. I'll be quick.
Go for it.
You know,
we got three movies this week.
Okay.
And, first movie.
And the Sherpa Hat Award goes to Sicario.
Yes.
And worst title ever. Best movie. Loved it. Very well written. Wonderful acting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably why you don't hear. See, we only do movies that have been out at least 6 months or a year.
Yes.
You know, we'll leave those newfangled
movies. Oh, I got a new one, by the way.
Oh, you do?
This new Star Trek movie.
Oh, okay. But so I'm going to do Sicario. And I'm just going to say, I think that the title didn't do it justice.
Right.
And there were many times during the movie, and I was like, well, this is a good movie. What's the name of it again that I'm watching? And it was like Sicario, so you know, and I just couldn't remember. But out of 4 Sherpa hats, because we use the Sherpa hats because we're your guide to the top of the older movie mountain, at least I am, because I don't go to the first-run movies, I would give it very close to 4 Sherpa hats and maybe like 3.5 Sherpa hats, only because the title was hard for me to remember.
Yes. Well, it's funny because I've seen the movie before, and I want you to see it. And you kept saying, well, what's the movie? And I kept saying it different every single time.
You did say it every day. Santorino. And he said it today.
Santorino. Santorina. Yeah. I don't know.
And I go, isn't that some kind of religion? Santorina. A voodoo religion?
Yeah, but it's not about voodoo.
No, it's Sicaria, which means assassin.
Hitman. Yes. It's about Israel or Jerusalem and how they would have, if you went after the Romans, you were called a Sicario.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So that was what it was.
Yeah. So that's my take. And then I could do a really, really quick one of The Forest.
Yes.
I would give it 2 Sherpa hats because it does fit the criteria of under a minute, an hour and 30 minutes. It was like an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah.
Hour and 26 minutes. I looked it up and it said on the internet, it said 133. They must have counted
that's with those long
credits. Exactly.
Yeah. And really, in terms of, it's supposed to be kind of a horror movie, scary movie.
Yes.
I don't know. Not really. You know, like we always think, like we always put our hands in front of our face. I would say we didn't do that more than 2 times.
I think 3 times for me, I 3 put my times? Hands in my face. But besides that, that was
But
was
I'm bolder
fine.
Than you.
Right. The only weird part is I took Elliot out to go do business afterwards. And it was so loud outside last night. Just all the bugs were just mating like crazy or something. I don't know what they
were
doing.
What's that sound like?
It sounds aggressive. It sounds aggressive. It sounds like, I'm so sorry. or they were having a real good time.
Yeah.
And Elliot was just looking around like, what the heck is going on out here? And so we was a quick business and turnaround and so forth. One movie I saw that's new was Star Trek. I saw the new Star Trek movie. And you know what? For what it is, I give it 3.5 Sherpa hats.
Whoa.
Yeah. Except it wasn't memorable. I had to actually think, I know I saw a new movie this week. What was it?
Mm.
And that's right, Star Trek. It was fun. Mm-hmm. Quick, fun. I mean, it was long. It was 2 hours probably, mm-hmm. I'm sure. But it was a good, normal movie, you know. it just didn't wasn't life changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sicario.
But still, 3.5.
That messed me up when I first saw that movie. Uh-huh. I thought, gosh, is the world this crazy?
Yeah.
And it is.
And it is.
Yeah. Since we've been watching the conventions, it's this crazy.
Yeah, it's so true, isn't it?
Yeah,
exactly. I'm just grateful that I don't have to put up with that.
So are you ready for a little Elliot's Corner?
Absolutely. And I want you to play your guitar and sing.
And I will. I once had a dog, or should I say, he once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner. All right, here we are at Elliot's Corner. And we've been branching off, talking about different animals.
Can I talk about an animal?
Yes, really quick, you can.
I have a frog in my throat.
That's
all I wanted to say.
Let him out, girlfriend, let him out. Well, as I discuss what I've learned from Elliot, if you need to take some water, go for it. Okay, so anyway, yesterday I took Elliot to the dog park in DeKalb. And boy, is this an active dog park. And there must have been 15, 20 dogs
easy
there. Now, if you don't know our dog Elliot, he's a Wheaton Terrier, but he'll be 2 years in October. And we used to feel so blessed because he used to go to doggy daycare twice a week. The owner of the facility lives near us, and she'd just pick him up in her little van and take him, and we'd give her
$10. He's gone all day.
He's gone all day. Comes
from
back
like
tired.
8 to 8.
Comes
That's
back
the
tired.
Best money we ever spent.
Exactly. And then one day, I get a phone call from, quote-unquote, their trainer. I don't know why I said, quote, unquote, the trainer.
Yeah, because that's how we feel.
You're not
or should
really.
I say dictator?
Yeah, exactly. Who basically has the power to say
the
no.
The final authority, even over the owner.
Yes, to say no if they can go. And I guess Elliot, after a certain amount of time there, gets a little crazy and gets a little aggressive.
A little red zoney.
You know, teeth open way too much, doesn't chill out, and so forth. And so the person basically said, no more for Elliot coming over.
Yeah, he got kicked out of doggy daycare.
Now, I used to feel really bad about this, but then the owner's dogs don't even go.
They got kicked out,
they got kicked out, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know what? I mean,
Elliot makes me play his favorite song now. Hey, teacher, leave us kids alone.
That's right.
We
yeah.
don't need no thought control.
Exactly. What are you trying to do? Control me.
Yeah.
What's your problem, trainer? Trainer with quote-unquote trainer.
Quote-unquote trainer.
Yeah. Dog trainer. You think yeah. you know everything.
Really?
So ever since then, I have been a little apprehensive with Elliot. And so a lot of times, I mean, most dog parks have, it's a dual, you know, there's one side, there's two sides. And so most dogs run the fence line initially to get to know each other. And so I went there and I put him on the small dog side initially, mm-hmm. and there was nobody there, and he ran the fence. And mm-hmm. finally, I was seeing these people walking with dogs that were kind of crabby and like a little more aggressive. And mm-hmm. I thought, well, heck, if they feel confident bringing their dogs in, I'm going to do the same.
You did, that's right.
And I did, and he was beautiful. For an hour and a half, he had a great time.
Yes.
And
he ran his heart out.
He ran
and they
and
have
played.
Little doggy pools in this. It's so cute.
Oh, which he just loves, which is good because it was a muddy mess there. And then before he went home, he went right to the pool and just got the pool totally buddied. It was horrible for the next person, I'm sure. But then I finally was able to grab him, and I'm like, we're going home now. Mm-hmm. But what I realized, there was one point there where he was with another dog that was bigger than him, and they're playing a little more aggressively, you know, just a little bit more not so sweet, and I would go, love. And the owner said, oh, don't worry about it. My dog likes to play aggressively. And the other owners around were all sitting on near the...
Like a pavilion.
A pavilion, yeah. And they said, yeah, oh, he's doing fine. Don't worry about it. I thought, okay. And I said to the group, I go, you know, this is where my girl side comes out, because when I see it look a little crazy, I want to stop it. And so I just have to turn my head and just let it be. And I reminded myself.
And they all reinforced, no, this is fine.
It's fine. They're fine.
They were, you know.
Yes.
Cool.
And Elliot played literally with 15, 20 different dogs.
Mm.
And he was good. And all the other dogs were fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had moments of kind of like play fighting, and mm-hmm. then it would stop,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. But it was a real sweet day, a good hour and a half where he tired himself out like crazy.
That's kind of what we do, girlfriend, play fight.
We play fight, exactly. And then we get it all out. That's exactly what we do. But it reminded me when I was going through schooling way back when, and in an early education class, and the teacher said, be careful. It's never the child who stops himself from growing. It's or experimenting or experiencing something out of his range. Mm-hmm. It's always the adult holding him back, mm-hmm. especially in a playground. And then she said, like, if you see a child and he wants to or she wants to walk across the, you know, the handlebar. What do you call it? The handlebars or not handlebars, but the.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Yeah.
And he wants to, she wanna do it on top. You know, let them do it, but just hold their hand or make sure that if something happens, you're there. Mm-hmm. Kids will fall. But we don't want to be the ones to keep them from trying to,
right?
You know,
we were the ones that put the boundaries.
Well, yeah, them. I know with my nieces, when we're at playground, I'm always like, let's not do that, or like, where's your dad at?
Let You're him be.
Yeah, I'm yeah. hyper vigilant, and it's not as fun. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. And so I've had to really say it's okay. It's all going to be okay. Let them. Just experience. Let my dog break through. Mm-hmm. Let my dog break through.
Give him a chance to do better.
Yeah. And he had a great time. And I had less stress and he had more blessings. Mm. So we were both more blessed
and less stressed.
That's how it was.
And that's your story. And I'm sticking to it.
Do you have a quick animal story?
No, I better not.
No, we've got time
for it. Do you have time?
Yeah.
Okay. This is another monkey story.
Okay.
But it's about an old monkey grandma. And she's getting pretty old and she can't come down from the trees. And so in this little monkey group, all the young females go to the river and get water for her in their mouths and then come up to there. And then, you know, it's almost like how birds eat, you know, but they give her water that way.
Right.
Don't you think that's pretty precious?
I think that's so sweet.
I know.
I mean, here we are. We think of animals not taking care of each other.
Right.
And here they were. They were taking care of their elderly.
I know. And it was just, and it was the young females.
Yes. They just knew.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute. This is what we do.
Yeah. We take care of grandma.
We take care of grandma. And grandma's going to get better.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so, Grandma. I hope Grandma gets better.
I hope she got better.
No, or she didn't and, you know, went to the other place where they can run free.
Monkey heaven. Yeah.
Where there's no limitations anywhere. And you feel good and your body doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
I can't wait there sometime.
We take off the old monkey
can't
suit.
Can't wait till I can go to monkey heaven.
Put on the angel suit.
Exactly. Makes me want to cry.
Thank you for that animal stories, Julie.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank me.
And I thank you for the animal story. We can learn a lot from our animals, can't
we? That's right.
So I just want to say before we get into our pillar talk, go to our blog, ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. We're going to have some updated stuff there shortly. And
no, we've got update. We've been...
Oh, updating our blog all the time.
Right.
But it's getting a new look.
Oh, a new look.
A new look.
Oh, I can't wait.
And soon we have our 7 A's completed, which is going to be awesome to...
Yes.
A lot of good stuff
the
is happening
A's,
in the month of
how
August.
How to get what you want
without
breaking
a sweat.
And I say you need to get that... Simply to see my picture on there.
Yes.
It was funny. I'm all in headbands.
Because mom's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to just take my picture with headband.
And sweatbands.
And looking all like,
That's right.
And not having to look like I'm all glamour shot.
Right. Patooey on the glamour
shot. Yeah, patooey. It's about getting what you want without breaking a sweat.
That's right.
I'm breaking a sweat, showing it to you.
That's right. So we got so much fun stuff
Facebook
coming
page
up.
Page at Christine Marie and Julie.
Christine Marie and Julie. And please, what?
Like us. I don't care. Like us now.
Just like us.
Yeah. Please.
You know, I got about a million people asking me to like them.
Right.
Don't you think I should figure out a way to reciprocate?
For sure.
Reciprocity.
For sure. Is everything.
Reciprocity.
Ready for a little pillar talk?
Sure. Come on, Doris Day.
There's our Pillar Talk song.
DD.
So
Doris
here,
Day.
Exactly. So during Pillar Talk, we talk about those specific pillars in our life that we want to tweak to make better.
What's a pillar, Julie?
Well, it could be family, relationships, spiritual.
Health. Wealth.
Wealth. And people talk about them in
career.
Different ways. There's always different pillars in some people, you know. But those main ones. And I'm going to talk about health today.
All right.
And how I have had a little slide back in some sense. Consciously had a slide
conscious
back.
Conscious slide back.
Well, every month I've allowed myself sugar.
One time.
One day.
Right. And a whole day or just one time?
No, a whole day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but once a month.
Okay.
You know, I guess I should say I'm not eating sugar from the moment I wake up to the moment I go into bed.
Right.
But if I have a candy bar and I have a bite of something later, I'm not going to be all like crazy about it. However, last weekend was Doug's daughter's shower.
Baby shower.
And I was in charge of making cupcakes and cookies.
Oops.
Yes.
Oops.
And I made a ton.
Oh, yeah, a boatload.
70 people were going to be at the shower and cupcakes. And I had a ton left over. And they just were around forever. I knew I was going to have sugar that day. And then all of a sudden I had leftovers the day after. And then this weekend, I kind of knew I wanted to have a sugar for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Well, because Normano was gone.
Right.
There was he was with Greg and their family went to the reunion, and we wanted to. Well, we were in DeKalb with the doggy,
and I wanted.
And there's this famous donut place
that we used to go to when we were like
when
years?
We lived there 25 years ago.
And I thought they have the best donuts in the world, and they really do.
Yeah,
they really are good.
Yeah,
and so we got some, and. They were they were too sweet because my tastes buds have changed.
Right.
So I'd have a half a donut here, a half a donut there. And then all of a sudden, I'm realizing I have broken a promise to myself of only having sugar one day a month.
Right.
And I remember when I was trying to get rid of sugar in between or whatever, I'd have it just on a weekend. Like every Saturday, I'd have something sweet to eat. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened is I would bake something and then I'd have leftovers for Sunday and then Sunday would turn into Monday. And then all of a sudden I'm still having sugar all week long.
Right.
And if you don't have a problem with sugar, you don't understand it.
Right.
But if you do have a problem with sugar, you get it. And so I was breaking a promise to myself. And so I'm coming clean because I want to say, hey, I'm recommitting to my plan, which
is. Yeah, because it was like you started in February, March, I think.
Yes.
You did March perfect,
well,
April, May.
And the whole
May,
point of June. This is that I was noticing my blood pressure was getting higher. Mm-hmm. And I eat fairly well. I mean, I don't eat as well as I could eat. I'm getting better and better, tricking my way there all the time. But I love greens. I have a green drink. You know, I do all these things. But I was reading, too, that it said that your blood pressure could be elevated because of sugar in your diet. Mm-hmm. Because what sugar does, it's an inflammatory food. Mm-hmm. And then your body rushes water into the system. And what do they usually give you if they want you to lower your blood pressure?
Water pills.
Diuretics. And so the best way to have a diuretic is to not eat sugar. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, done. I'm done with sugar. Remember when you said in the beginning of the show, how many times do I have to hear something before it takes hold? I remember knowing about diet soda because I quit diet soda a couple years now, maybe. Mm-hmm. That was a hard one. And you were not helpful.
Again with the memory.
Exactly.
I was just like, you were like a little crabby.
In the beginning, I was crabby, giving up my heroin.
Oh, Julie.
Just have a Diet Coke.
Just like that guy on the school corner.
Yeah.
Just have a little taste.
Just a little hit. Just a little hit. Yeah. Take the edge off.
Yeah.
And
it's free.
Yes.
And I'll buy it for you.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden,
you're hooked.
Yeah, you got to be working for the man to
exactly.
get you.
Exactly.
I got that.
And then McDonald's raised the prices up 30% on the soda.
That's crazy.
You know, but with diet soda, I remember, reading something, knowing that it was just chemicals. There's no real nutritional point to it except that it's just horrible for you. And then one day I finally read something more that says two things. It tells your body that you're eating something sweet, so your body floods it with insulin anyway, even though there's nothing, there's no calories there. So you're really screwing up your metabolism and your blood sugar, messing it up, even though there's zero calories.
Right.
And because it's ultra sweet, it messes up your taste buds so that you are distorted. And people who have diet soda in their lives typically eat more sugar and sweet things because their taste buds are so used to that high sweetness.
Right.
And so I said, finally, I'm like, I'm going to give it up. And yes, for a month, I might have been crabby. And Mom might have been trying to give me the juice.
People, you don't understand. I'm just going to say, when Julie's crabby,
the whole world's
crabby. Watch out. Yeah, watch out.
okay, mama's never crabby. No, never. I understand that. My mama's perfect. And that's the story, and I'm sticking to it. I don't know. I think I've heard that 1,000 times in my hypnosis. Your mother is perfect. Listen to what she says. She always knows what the right thing to do.
Mama always knows what to say.
You will always love your mama. I always love my mama. And so, but so I, you know, went through it, you know? Yes. And so I'm recommitting a day because all of a sudden as I was eating sugar, I noticed that the first couple cookies I had, they were like real tiny cookies, small cookies.
Yes.
They were fine, right? And then all of a sudden I started getting used to it again and I could tell my taste buds were changing again.
Oh my God.
And I'm saying right now.
After all these months, yeah.
Even though I've got leftover donuts in the house, as God is my witness, I am not going to have sugar anymore until next month.
Right.
30 days. I'm going to get that card out again. And what you realize is that you stop doing the things that you were doing to get you there.
Yes.
I have created a hypnosis tape for myself. And the last week and a half, I stopped listening to it. I got to get back onto that.
Right.
I got to get back onto having my checklist.
You're 4 times more successful with the behavioral change by adding hypnosis to
it. Yes.
That in itself is amazing odds.
Awesome.
You know, I remember you texted me that weekend, not this weekend, but last weekend. You said,
yes.
Mom, help me. I'm on the sugar again. And I texted you back, your future self is weeping.
And I thought, oh, my God, my future self is weeping. I felt so bad for my future self. And it was so interesting because I had a bag of cookies I was taking to the movies. I know I'm not supposed to take food into the movies. But Doug buys popcorn and he buys a Diet Coke. So I feel like we spent our money there. You know, we give the theater enough money. But I was going to bring cookies in. And then I read that and I said, nope, they got thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
The cookies got thrown away.
That's
exactly.
Right.
And it felt good. But we had talked about this today or yesterday. You said it is not, we've been delivered from these problems, but it's the memory that keeps going.
That's right.
I have lots of positive emotions connected with eating sugar.
Yes.
My grandmother and I used to bake all the time. Made me feel good.
Made
happy.
You feel sweet, right?
Made me connected. Feel sweet.
Yes.
There was a sweet food.
Yes.
I used to love baking for my family. I've had to give that up.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, just because of the leftover situation.
Oh, yeah. And now there are ways you can bake without sugar.
Yeah.
But the truth is, what's the point? I mean, some ways,
right.
Like I made in our first 30 days, I made an apple pie
or something.
What?
You told me about agave.
Yes. Oh, it's agave. 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 I don't know
what it's a sweetener.
A sweetener. It's liquid. It's like a, you know, like a honey kind of thing.
Right.
And it's actually worse than real sugar.
It actually spikes your blood sugar.
Yes. So you're like, okay, what is the point then?
Yeah.
And there really isn't a point. I remember making a sugar-free apple pie that first 30 days.
Yes.
It was fairly good.
It lasted
4 or 5 days.
I know, because nobody could eat it.
It was there's just no point.
Yeah.
And you just have an apple. Just have an apple.
So true.
And so I'm getting better at realizing what is the point.
Right.
Things are sweeter more
journey.
Naturally.
It really is a journey, honey.
It is. I just also want to say, too, that you can get our book at the Mom Today before the show says, hey, Julie, can you at least mention our book a couple times?
I
like, haven't been lately. And I'm like, all right, I will.
Or how you can get a hold of us.
Yes.
And or you can even, we got freebies out there. Go to prosperitypostcards.com.
Yes.
Sign up for our free daily audio prosperity
from
postcards.
From us. How awesome is that, girlfriend?
Every day you get up. And I've had people email me, say, I cannot tell you how today your message is what I needed to hear.
Yes. Amen.
I mean, how's that? How lovely is that?
It's lovely. It's awesome. Awesome and lovely. So go there. Go to Amazon. Pick up our book, The Clutterfly Effect. To create a total transformation by decluttering your life. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. And thank you for listening to our show. We appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you guys out there. Where can they get a hold of us?
Isn't it info? At ChristineMarieAndJulie.com?
I think so. it used to be talk to us.
Yes.
And we still have that.
Yes.
Talk to us at ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. But like I said, it got kind of...
it kind of got taken over by Viagra and learned to be a nurse online.
Yeah.
like literally hundreds and hundreds a day. I'm like,
We changed it. Yes. It is info at ChristineMarieAngeli.com. Yes.
Please talk to us there.
Hey, you know what, Jules?
What?
I love you.
I love you too. And how was the show?
It was great. It was great.